You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Nationals are kind of the home team this year for the winter meetings. They'll take place in D.C. Going into the winter meetings each year, what is Mike Rizzo and company, what's the approach for this team when they go into a winter meetings?
You know, Rizzo is just such an interesting general manager to me, because even when there is not a clear necessarily a need or a clear hole, he's able to fill those with our needs or our holes. But even when there's not something that's apparent, he's willing to get creative, willing to do things to try to improve his team. And we saw that a little. We saw that with Max Scherzer, where they signed him, and it looked like they had a starting rotation that was set. And they said, "Hey, we can get better with this guy in our rotation, and we're going to go out and get him." And I think that's the kind of thing with Rizzo, is that he's so open to any kind of combination that even though it may seem like, well, you have this or you have that, and you shouldn't even kind of consider things, he's willing to think outside the box a little bit, just on everything. So, you know, he talked a little about at the GM meetings a couple weeks ago at this point, or maybe last week. What day it is really right now, but he talked just a little about laying the groundwork, about some potential deals, about some potential things. You've heard some of the names flying around about McCutcheon or about Chris Sale or about just some of the bigger names there. And I think the Nationals are going to be aggressive and going to play in all those guys and see exactly what the market looks like. And if there is an opening and there is something they feel comfortable doing, I think they're definitely going to take advantage. So that's the biggest thing for me with Rizzo, is that there's not really a guy who you can say, the Nationals wouldn't be interested in him, because if he does improve the team or does the team better, I think they'd sign him and then kind of figure out what to do with him, you know, later on once the season starts.
Now the Mets have signed Yoenis Cespedes, checked the biggest piece off their offseason to-do list. The winter meetings takes on a different tone for a team that was going to spend most of its time outside Washington, D.C., looking for Cespedes and looking to close that deal. There are still plenty of other needs for the Mets, and priority number one is the bullpen. The Mets do need, especially with Jeurys Familia's litigation pending and his situation uncertain coming into opening day, they need to figure out who they're going to sign to lock down some of the later innings of that bullpen to help Addison Reed carry the load, particularly early in the season. Beyond that, the Mets are going to have to figure out now their outfield situation with Cespedes. What do they do with Jay Bruce, Michael Conforto, Curtis Granderson? They have four corner outfielders for two spots. Does Jay Bruce go on the trade block? These are things the Mets are going to look for. They're certainly going to spend their time outside Washington, D.C., gauging other teams' interest in their outfielders and other players. Can they swing a trade for a reliever? Can they sign a veteran reliever like Fernando Salas or Jerry Blevins, one of their own free agents? There's going to be a lot going on for a Mets team that sees its window for competition open right now. Certainly the Mets want to attack while they can, while they still have that young pitching in place, and they will look to do so as we come here in Maryland for the winter meetings.
The Marlins checked off one of the boxes as they get closer to the winter meetings in D.C. here early December. They end up signing Edison Volquez to a two-year deal. If you look at their rotation now, Adam Conley and Wei-Yin Chen along with Tom Kohler and now Volquez, still a little short. I wouldn't be surprised if they look for another piece. Jonathan Neese has been a guy that has been on their radar. They also need some help on the bullpen side. Kenley Jansen has been a guy that has been out there. Rose Chapman would fit nicely as well. It's likely they maybe pursue Fernando Rodney if they can't get one of those guys to go in the bullpen with A.J. Ramos. Their position players are pretty well set. They may entertain a trade for Adeiny Echevarria, but other than that, after signing Martin Prado, that will be about it for the Marlins.
Going into a winter meetings in general with Hart and Coppolello, what is their normal approach from the last couple of years that you've seen entering the winter meetings?
Well, I mean, it is very aggressive. You know, it's certainly the part of the rebuilding phase that they're in has changed significantly from 2 years ago. We started to see them transition a little bit last year during the winter meetings with the Shelby Miller trade that landed them in Ciarte and Dansby Swanson, Aaron Blair. You started to see, hey, look, this is not a team that's just unloading now. You know, not only now they're moving pieces and brightening their future from a more immediate standpoint. So, I think that you know, this year, John Coppola, he goes a mile a minute, 365 days a year. So, and the good thing is John Hart is that guy that is there to kind of harness some of that aggression. So, I do expect that, you know, leading up to the winter meetings and during the winter meetings, you know, we'll be talking a lot about the Braves, especially if the Sales, Archers, and Grays of this world are still available, because, you know, they'll exhaust any and every, you know, ounce of effort to try to get somebody just to improve. This is, you know, you can look and say, you know, they went and got all these young pitchers. What are they doing with the Matt Whistlers and Aaron Blairs? These guys are going to pitch. Guys will get hurt in the rotation. Plus, you know, going out and adding pieces, you know, it never hurts to add to your depth, nor does it hurt to provide some motivation to these young guys that, hey, look, nothing's guaranteed. You're going to have to fight for a spot at the big league level or, you know, go back down there to AAA and continue your development until we have a spot for you. So, you know, I think that if they had to go to spring training right now with this rotation, with the Dickey and Colon, Folty, Teron, and then you determine whether you've got Whistler or Blair in your fifth spot, you know, they'll be happy. But at the same time, I think what Coppy has shown is he does not leave any stone unturned. He says that a lot, and his actions certainly verify back up that statement.
Really what they're trying to do is try to distinguish who else they're going to add to their pitching staff, most likely at the back end of their bullpen. That's a priority number one, to kind of go with Genmar Gomez. They may decide to go out and get themselves a back-end reliever like a Fernando Rodney or a Brad Ziegler. The other aspect that they need to do after Jeremy Hellickson accepted the qualifying offer is to continue to let their starting rotation grow and develop. Velasquez and Eichhoff and Nola, among others, will continue to get innings and get experience at the major league level. I think there's another thing that what they need to do is try to figure out when their top prospects, a guy like J.P. Crawford, when is he going to be available and when do you bring him up to the major leagues and at what position? Likely to be shortstop, Freddie Galvis could move over to another position. But Crawford's an interesting guy because of his experience both in AA and AAA. He's going to be soon to the big leagues. It's just a matter of when and how do they introduce him. Those are the things that I think the Phillies will end up trying to do as we get close to the meetings.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.